For our final panel of the morning session, we're going to shift gears a little bit. We're going to talk about a set of really important tax-exempt bond compliance issues. These relate to sponsored research that takes place in tax-exempt bond finance facilities. All right, so we have another panel of great folks for this session. These include Alan Bond, who's managing director of BLX's New York office, leader of its post-issuance tax compliance practice group. We also have Chaz Cardall, a tax partner in ORIX San Francisco office. He has one of his focuses is on higher education financing projects. And he has a deep knowledge relating to IRS rules around basic research in tax-exempt bond finance facilities. And Barbara Jane League is also a partner at ORIC in its Houston and Austin offices. And Barbara's worked in the IRS Office of Chief Counsel and has worked with a wide variety of nonprofit organizations on bond financing and related matters before the IRS. So please go ahead. Thank you.
So we're the one tax-exempt bond compliance item on the agenda, and someone just told me that we're very brave for coming to this group and talking about tax-exempt bonds, so be nice and stick with us for 1 hour. So we're going to focus on sponsored research and tax-exempt financed facilities. You know, we work, my firm BLX and ORIC work sort of, you know, almost exclusively, or Chaz and Barbara, in the tax-exempt bond compliance area. We see more higher eds wanting to take on or taking on more and more sponsored research because it can be such a good source of revenues for the university. But it is a tricky area to navigate. Sponsored research in tax-exempt bond finance facilities comes with lots of rules and regulations. The IRS considers tax-exempt bonds a tax subsidy, so it's foregone revenue to the IRS, and so therefore they put a lot of rules and regulations with respect to the use of your tax-exempt bond financed tax-exempt bonds and the use of those facilities on an ongoing basis. Along with management and service contracts, sponsored research can be one of the biggest drivers of PBU for higher eds. The basic sort of overarching rule, and then I'm going to hand it over to Barbara and Chaz to talk about the specific rules with what you can and can't do with your research, is for 501c3 bonds, you're allowed 5% private business use for each bond issue, and for governmental bonds, you're allowed 10% private business use. So that's going to be the flip side of the qualified use of your bond issue in your facilities. So it's a small amount of private business use that you're allowed to have. And again, you know, with sponsored research, the volume of contracts that are coming in, the fact that there's not a form contract, all of that makes it a really sort of hard area to navigate. So I'm the moderator. We've got 60 slides. I'm going to try not to moderate too much. I'm going to hand it over to Chaz and Barbara, and we'll get started.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Everything Alan said, I think it's a good overview. I'm going to just elaborate that on a little bit more, because what we're talking about today is a little different than the typical private business use scenario you get with taxes and bonds. So taxes and bonds are a subsidy. The whole purpose of the rules is to govern who gets the benefit of the subsidy and how much of a benefit they get. So when we're talking about research contracts, we're really talking about who gets the benefit of the subsidy. Is it going to the university or the governmental that 501c3 university or the governmental university that's the borrower of the bonds, or are you somehow transferring that over to a for-profit business or the federal government, an impermissible recipient of too much of the subsidy? They can get a little itty-bitty bit, 5% or 10%, but they can't get much. So that's what we're talking about today. And if you work with bonds, you're familiar with kind of the classic private business use scenarios where you have a lease of a facility which involves physical possession. So I lease one floor of a building. We're not talking about that today. If your research contract contains a provision that allows researchers from a for-profit business or the federal government to have access and control over a certain portion of your space, that's private business use. That's not what we're doing today. If you finance property that's owned by someone else, so you're financing a building that's owned by a for-profit, you're financing their parking garage or something, but the for-profit's going to own the parking garage, That's private business use. We're not talking about that either. What we're talking about today is when you are selling or where you are generating property in a bond finance facility. So you're creating property. You're creating patentable technology. You're creating IP. You're creating data.